Let's look a little deeper now, using some actual Hazard Services code. But as we do so, keep in mind that the goal is not to get into all the nuances of classes. Rather, the main incentive for understanding classes in Hazard Services as a focal point is to better understand where to find and edit methods that get used in a class file, of which there are many, and to avoid confusion when those definitions might not be clearly included with the class, but refer to another file. Here's a file which specifies metadata, specifically for flash flood warning convective hazards. Metadata, introduced as part of the unified workflow and more thoroughly reviewed in their own module, are crucial components which have direct relation to the unique layouts of the hazard information dialog for each hazard type, in particular defining what attributes and behaviors are important. Just to briefly review the syntax we see here, in this file, we see many examples of all the concepts covered so far, including lists, dictionaries, functions, and of course, indentation. But we also see this crucial class entry with the word metadata following it, which effectively wraps and will own all the function definitions below. By the way, functions which are part of a class file are technically referred to as methods. Classes are a powerful way of neatly encapsulating many desirable behaviors through methods that belong to the class in a way that can be patterned over and over across unlimited uses, but which are easy to maintain in one place. As another syntax note, focal points may often see functions being called with the prefix self dot. This self is simply the way a class clarifies that it is calling methods that belong to itself, such as methods defined elsewhere in the file.